Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is July 14th, Thursday, 2011. This is audio boon number 101, and this is, again, no intro, no outro. This is just me, you, and the audio boo application. But I haven't done one of these for 2 weeks. Man, time goes by fast. I was in Las Vegas for a while, and then been crazy at night. I've been actually running around looking at puppies. Yes, puppies. So actually got one, but I don't have it yet. Soon. It's being spayed and stuff like that. So I picked it up from a shelter. And but anyways, hey, that's not what I wanted to talk about. But there will be puppy pictures on the blog soon. Anyways, I want to talk about the market. As you know, if you read the blog, I've made a bunch of spy trades lately of the S&P 500 that have worked out. And I don't really want to gloat about it because really it's just a function of market volatility. I think we're up near the top of the range of the trading range for the summer, and within a few bucks, and we're seeing a lot of daily swings. It seems like the market is really headline news driven right now, whether it's, you know, Greece, Italy, Ireland, Moody's downgrade, Google earnings. The market is swinging like crazy. Or Ben Bernanke, that's another good one, right? Yesterday he said one thing, today he said something else. Anyway, so it seems to me that we are... I don't know. It's just when you see the market like this, when you see it making these big moves, especially the late day selling, which has happened, to me, that means that there is a weakness ahead. I mean, that's one possibility, right? I do have a bunch of cash on the sidelines that, I've been using it to trade lately, but I just think that the most likely scenario is that we go down. Now, one of the theories I was talking about with a friend today is that you know, if we had any downward action into the weekend because of the debt ceiling and the downgrading, the potential downgrading of the U.S. Debt, I was thinking that, it's getting really likely that lawmakers move and get off their high horses, right? And come to some kind of compromise of tax hikes and spending cuts, although we never really see the spending cuts, do we? But anyways, so I was thinking that some kind of a deal could be announced over the weekend, especially if there's some big downward action tomorrow and S&P issues a downgrade. Although they said tonight that it's within 90 days they may make that decision, so it probably won't come before the weekend. But to me, that's kind of a catalyst, right? Any kinds of massive selling, a lot of fear. I think the government would do something over the weekend, and that could turn into a Monday rally. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I could be wrong. So anyways, hey, that's it. Let's see what else. Anything else going on in the market? You know what? Let me check the headlines real quick because I'm on my computer, but I'm doing this on my iPhone. How's that? Debt ceiling talks end again with no deal. A lot of posturing, right? No tax hikes whatsoever from the Republicans and no spending cuts whatsoever from the Democrats, although sometimes they offer spending cuts that never really materialize. You know, looking back on George H.W. Bush in 1990 and even Ronald Reagan with the tax cuts, and then, of course, increased spending. So let's see. Google earnings beat big. Tokyo rises. Sydney slips. Bernanke pulls rallies plug. No NBA exodus. See that? Players talk of joining European basketball teams, huh? I don't think so. Anyways, hey, that's it. It is a Thursday. I hope you're having a great one.